the good. Good evening, everybody. It's time for the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. And the Brenham Sports Line is brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Class Care Cleaner, South Mark Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. Props going out to Heine Mnuch and his all-star band, and as always, in studio, our Sportsline mascot, Mookie the Rabid Badger, as we bring you another week of the Brenham Sportsline Sports Talk with a local attitude, brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and by Class Care Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. And tonight here on the Brenham Sports Line, we're talking Brenham High School track and field. We're going to talk track and field all night tonight, the whole hour. We are going to talk the first half hour with our good friend, Coach Jerry Newman, head coach of the Brenham Cub track and field team. And in the second half of the program, Coach Donna Williams and members of the Cubette track and field team will be joining us as well tonight on the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. And, Coach, welcome back to the show. Great to have you back with us tonight.
Thanks, Ed. It's always good to be here. 33 years in Brenham, and I guess it just keeps on going, and it always gets better.
It does indeed. And, of course, before we start talking about the track and field program, we do want to remind everybody that the program can be seen live. You can watch it on our Facebook page. We're video casting right now on our Facebook page, KWHI. So if you want to check it out, check it out. And, of course, you'll be able to watch it throughout. It'll be permanently indebted on our Facebook page. So,
you know, my mom always said I had a face for radio, but now we're putting it on for everybody to see. So I'm not sure that's good or bad.
I've always been a proponent of just listen to me, don't look at me.
Yeah, that's true. That keeps us off TV, right?
That's it. But we are on Facebook, so check it out. And Coach, first of all, before we get to the track and field team, let's talk about this past Saturday, the Bluebell Fun Run. You're always a big part of the Bluebell Fun Run, and another great outing.
It was a beautiful day. You know, it starts off, of course, runners that run 6 miles would like it to be about 48 degrees and raining sideways. But besides that, we had a really great day. We had a lot of helpers that get there very early and really work a lot the days previous to that. But we had about 3,500 runners and a phenomenal day. You know, had nobody leaves disappointed. That's what our main goal is. We want you to come back next year. So we have a great product at Bluebell, you know, Creameries here. They are always wonderful with their sponsorship. And just being able to say that we have that, you know, that brings a lot of people to the race. So I was able to go out on the course and take a box of ice cream and help some of the workers there by saying, hey, you know, thank you for being here. Here's a little bit of ice cream. And it's always good to do. Makes a hero of you every time you do that.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, at one point when we were kind of milling around before we give out the awards and everything, there was a little girl, had to be maybe 5-6 years old, had a little cup of Bluebell ice cream. And I said, hey, what kind of ice cream you got there? And she just grabbed her medal and she goes, look at what I got. And she held up her medal from being in the run. And she had the blue belt. She was happy with the ice cream. But she was so proud of that medal that she got for running in the kids' 1 mile run. It was awesome.
Well, that's part of the cool part about it is, you know, it's an accomplishment. And little kids can be just as part of it as a grown adult that really runs well. So that's the neat part, is getting those kids involved early.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, of course, a lot of the kids who have run in the past in the Bluebell Fun Run in the kids' divisions are part of your track program.
Well, of course, you know, we have we had a guy, you know, Hunter Tomaszewski, one of our distance runners, came to me a couple of weeks ago and said, "Can I run the fun run?" You know, I want him to run the fun run, but it always takes so many workers. I said, "Well, let's see what we can do. You know, make sure we have all the places covered. Then we'll see if we can get you on there." But he ended up being able to run and did really well. So that's neat. And we did have some extra run. In fact, the guy that won the 10K was Pierce Holt. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Pierce Young.
Pierce Young.
Went mm-hmm. to college with Pierce Holt. But Pierce Young from Brenham, he was one of our runners, and he's really coming on and doing a great job.
Pierce Holt be a little big to be running in a
Yeah, he
in a,
might
in a
not be
race.
A 6K guy.
He'd be more a 40 guy. He'd be a guy, he could hurt you in a 40.
Yeah, he defensive tackle for the 49ers, you know, so he was
he's a big man.
Big dude.
Yeah, but of course the event was a lot of fun, and now the attention is on the district meet, and this is what all the buildup has been over. The athletes have worked hard, have really gone out, practiced hours and hours and hours and weeks of practice, weeks of competition, and it all leads up to this. This is it. This is their glory moment. This is what they live for right here.
This is, you know, I approach track and field a little bit different than a lot of coaches do, I know, mm-hmm. and it's not a defeatist attitude, but the meets leading up to this meet are really basically like scrimmages in football or baseball, whatever. We want to look good at home. We want to do well. But at the district meet, that's the one that counts. Like going to a meet in Belleville or Seven Lakes, you know, those are fun. They're fine. They show you where you are, what you need to work on. But whether you win the meet or not, maybe that's not the most important thing. It's trying to knock your time down a little bit or your distance, increase your distance in jumping or throwing. But this meet is the one we want to win. This is the one we really want to win because it's the district championship, and we compete for team titles just like every other sport, even though we're not considered a team sport, with air quotes there. So we want the district meet to do well. You know, and it's here in Brenham, so you really want to look good in Brenham. So our meet's going to be fun. It's going to be Wednesday and Thursday. I think the weather's going to be okay, and I hope everybody comes out to watch.
Yeah, and it's been a little while since the district meet has been here, but y'all hosted the Blue Bonnet Relays just last week, so you should be in good practice.
Yeah, I just told people just leave everything out. You know, the hurdles are out, the flagging's out. Leave it all the way it is because we're going to use it again next week. And yeah, it's been probably 5 years since the district meet's been here. But we have several good facilities in our district. And with Stratford, the last couple of years, they have a really nice facility. So it was just going to be there. And they wanted to have it there, so it worked out pretty well.
And now let's talk about this year's team. A younger team than we're maybe used to seeing in the past years. Some outstanding upperclassmen, but not a lot of them.
No, we have 8 seniors, mm-hmm. which in track is probably a pretty good number. We got Marquez Bimage, you know, a college football player that's going to be running the 100-meter dash, and Marquez does a great job. He's so big, we joke that we give him 2 lanes to run his race in because he's 6'3 and 240. And for a guy 6'3 and 240, he's really good.
Running the dash?
He's running the 100-meter dash. 100-meter dash, and he will place. He's pretty good. So y'all need to come watch that. Oh, we've got Matt Adams, you know, the basketball star. Matt's doing a great job. He anchors the 4x1 and the 4x2 and runs the 200 meters. Matt's really fast. You know, it's hard to tell how fast on the basketball court because you stop and start so much, but Matt's really, really good. He's very talented. Paul McDonald's been a 4-year guy. You know, he runs a mile relay in the 400. He's also pretty good. Darren Flowers plays basketball also. Dawson Powers is a pole vaulter. He's 110 pounds, but he can move a 140-pound pole. For pole vault people, they know what I'm talking about there, but that's a big deal. He's really good. He'll place. Ricky Burns throws the discus and the shot put. He's very good in the discus, a lot better in the discus, but he's pretty good in the shot put too, so we're going to score there. Jose Aguado also throws a shot put about 48 feet. He's getting close to 50. If you hit the 50-foot mark, you're in pretty good shape. And then Evan Baker. Evan Baker runs both hurdles and high jumps. Evan's a senior. This is his first time he's run track, so he's been out, you know, all season. He's doing a good job. Evan does a good job as a senior. And, you know, some of the underclassmen we have are like Darian Ewing, T-Mac, you know, from football. Remember T-Mac? Ronnie Hopes, another fast guy that's got a little bit of a quad injury right now, so he's not going to be able to run the things he wanted to run, but he's going to long and triple. Nick Henderson, Nick's a football guy that's really talented, got lots of speed. And Jason Knorr is another junior that pole vaults, is coming along and doing really well. Hunter Tomaszewski, we mentioned earlier, he's a distance runner, 800 meters, mile, things like that. Hunter does a good job. These guys run a lot of miles in practice. Bryson Gully, Hunter Tomaszewski, they run, you know, people would probably throw rocks at me if I told them how many miles they ran every week in practice. So I don't really want to say that out loud. But they run in the uppers of 40 to 50 to 60 miles in practice, you know.
Wow.
And then Jacob Josewalk's another junior. He's coming on the discus through 130 feet today, and that's pretty good. Also, Dylan Heritage, sophomore, runs on the mile relay and runs the 400 meters. Dylan's very talented. He's going to be really good someday. He's pretty good right now, but he's got a lot of upside. And then we have a freshman on the 4x1 to 4x2, Johnny Biggs. Johnny, you know, he's 15 years old, and what do you expect? You know, he's 15, but, man, he has some talent. He can get it. So we're looking for big things out of Johnny. So our relays ought to be strong. The throws ought to be strong. And Nick Henderson in the long jump's right at 22 feet, so he's a pretty good contender there. So all in all, we've got some guys that really we're just kind of coming into our own right now. We're getting good when we're supposed to be good, I guess.
All right, Dan, we're talking with Coach Jerry Newman, head coach of the Burnham Cub track and field team. And when we come back, we're going to talk some more about the upcoming district meet right here on the Burnham Sports Line Sports Talk with a local attitude.
This is a Budweiser beer. Smooth, crisp, beechwood-aged beer. Brewed the hard way. No shortcuts. So when we wake up itching to prove the world wrong, this is the beer we'll drink. When we aren't afraid to fail, when we outwork and outheart everyone, this is the beer we'll drink. We've got things to do. Great, big, amazing, life-changing things to do. Ambition in one hand, Budweiser in the other. So when that prototype finally works, when we stop calling our startup a startup because it's not a startup anymore, when we win championships we're not supposed to win, when we say we're going to change the world and we actually change the world, this is the beer we'll drink. Budweiser. This is the beer we drank for the last 140 years, so it's going to be the beer we'll drink for 140 more. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
We are back on the Burnham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a local attitude. And coming up in the second half of the program, Coach Donna Williams and members of the Burnham Cubette track and field team. We're with Cubhead Coach Jerry Newman and Coach getting ready for the district meet. And let's talk about this team this year. Where's some of the strength this year? Because I know some years it's in the sprints, some years it's in the throwing events, some years it's in the distance events. Where's the strength this year in this year's team?
I guess you would have to say that our main strength is with throws. Ricky Burns and Jose Aguado are every week they're medal winners. You know, no matter where they go, and they're getting better each week. So they're the most consistent guys we've had. Now, we do have some fast guys. Our short relays have been competitive, but we just haven't had enough time with our workout schedule. It's a weird thing, but to be able to work a lot on 4x1 handoffs. And, you know, on the 4x1 relay, if you don't make the pass pretty smooth, you're going to lose. You're going to get embarrassed. So we've been working a little bit more lately on the handoffs, and we're trying to get it down. And we've got some new guys on there. Like, again, we've got a freshman and a guy that's never been in track. So we basically have two, you know, guys on there that haven't been in track ever. So we're working on that, and they're getting it. I mean, they're doing fine. I guess my standard goes back to when Malik Wilson and the guys ran 40.6, and we finished fifth in the nation. Well, we're not that fast this year. It's hard to live up to that every year. So you know how that is with those guys. But we're doing a good job. And I really predict, I'm going to go ahead and say it, we're going to win the sprint relay, even though we haven't won it all year. We haven't won it at a single meet. We've dropped it a couple of times, but I just feel like we're going to win it. So we're going to. We have enough talent. If we get it around, we get it to Matt Adams, and we're in good shape, we'll win it. And so our two short relays, the 4x1 and the 4x2, which is the old 800-meter relay, they call it, you know, those are pretty strong. We should be pretty good in both of those.
And you talked about the handoffs, and I know it probably becomes tedious, but there really is no way to work on that other than just over and over and over and over again.
I think the key word is focus. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to just be in the zone. You can't be thinking about, I didn't do very well on that algebra test today, or, you know, whatever it might be. You have to throw all the trash out and put everything out of your mind and say, we're going to work right now. And this is what we're trying to accomplish right now for the next 30 or 40 minutes. Nothing else. You know, and for high school, for coaches, that's hard. But for high school kids, sometimes it's hard to get focused. So we've been talking a lot about focus last week and this week, and getting the guys, you know, to be where they're supposed to be, to take off when they're supposed to go, to put their hand in the same position every time, be consistent. You know, if you're consistent, we can work with that.
And of course, you and I have discussed this before. The four by one is my absolute favorite event of any track meet, is the 4x1. You're a 4x4 guy. You like the 4x400.
That's why they save it for last.
Yeah. And I like the 4x100 because it's just pure speed. You just run 100 yards as fast as you can and give the next guy the baton.
And there's something to be said for that, because that's why they put it first, because they want the meet to start off with a little bit of a flare. And, you know, having a good 4x1, even those years we had a really, really good one, we didn't always win. In fact, we rarely won. This is one of those things at that race. It has to be pretty – you have to make it work right now. You can't – what you did last week, who cares? What you have a chance to do next week, who cares? So you've got to be able to just put the focus on what we're doing right now, get in the zone, and get it done right now. So then it's a fun race to watch. It is one of my favorite races.
And go over a little bit about the schedule now for the folks that are going to be coming on out. Coming on out for the meet Wednesday and Thursday. When do they need to be there to see the different events?
Okay, Wednesday, April the 12th. You know, we're going to run the 2 mile, the 3,200 meter. That's 8 laps on the track, and that's at 9:30. And the girls will run first, and the guys will run second. And each race will take about, you know, 12 to 14 minutes. So it's that's the way we start the meet out, because you want to run that race when it's as cool as you can get it. You know, when is it ever cool in Brenham?
Well, right.
For a few days in January is about it. But that's when we can try to run that. And then at 10 o'clock, we're going to do the field events, and that's going to be shot put, discus, pole vault, and triple jump. And then we're going to take a lunch break at 12:30, and at 1:30, we're going to do high jump and long jump. So all the field events will be done before we do any running except for the 2 mile. And then at 3 o'clock, we're going to run the running preliminaries, which starts with the 100 hurdles for girls and the high hurdles for boys, then the 1 and the 4 and the 300 hurdles and the 200. So we'll have about 6 races in the prelims. And we're, you know, the deal with the prelim is there aren't a bunch of heats. So we have to take our time. So it'll look like, why are we not running? Well, we're letting the kids rest, because some of them run this race, then they run the next race. So you can't just bang, bang, put them on the track. So there's a method to our madness. Where your race falls in the UIL order also kind of determines what you can do. So we have people that ask, well, why didn't so-and-so run this? Well, because he runs the race right before that. Well, you could do it, but you're not going to place. You're going to get last. So Thursday, when you come back Thursday, the finals are going to start at 5 o'clock. So we're hoping it'll be good weather. We're going to start the 4x1 relay at 5 o'clock, and we should be through about 7:30. So it'll be pretty quick, and people need to come out and watch this. It's going to be fun. Boys and girls, Brenham High School at Cub Stadium, Wednesday, Thursday, April 12th and 13th, and it's going to be a fun time.
And we urge a big crowd to come on out there, because the runners do, even though, you know, it is a kind of a solitary event and everything, and they tell you and they try to tune it out, the runners do feed off a good crowd. If there's a big crowd there and they're cheering for you, that pumps you up a little bit.
Well, anytime we compete and there's a crowd, you know, in the bleachers, that they like, the kids like it more. We go to the Texas Relays mainly for that reason, so we can run in front of a big crowd and not be intimidated, you know, not crawl into a shell, just see how we're going to respond. And so, but yeah, we'd love to have the full, we'd love to have the seats full. That'd be fun.
And and again, it gets underway at 5 o'clock, and because it's Thursday night, it's just the running finals. It moves along at a pretty good pace.
It'll move along real fast. Like I said, the first race is scheduled for 5, and the last race is scheduled for 7:20. Mm-hmm. So, you know, at 7:30, we're walking out of there. So if you want to come over at 5 and watch, you know, spend a couple of hours sitting in the stands and cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes, I don't know how there'd be a better way to spend the time. And, you know, we're going on Wednesday and Thursday so we can avoid baseball and softball.
Right.
So hopefully it'll be a good time.
And as always, the event always closes out with your favorite race, the 4x4.
4x4. That's going to be the way we're going to run that Friday this weekend is going to be Darren Flowers, a senior, mm-hmm. and he's going to hand off to Paul McDonald, another senior, and he's going to hand off to Dylan Heritage, a sophomore, and then it'll be anchored by Darian Ewing, a junior. So we've got two seniors, a sophomore and a junior on there, and these guys, that's the last race. Everybody's tired by then because this isn't the only race these guys are going to run. They're going to run several races in that 2.5-hour period. So, and everybody's in the same boat. We're not at a disadvantage. So when those guys finish that race, they're usually spent. You know, they're done. So it's fun to watch, and it kind of comes down to see who's got the biggest heart in that race. And not always does the fastest team win that race. It's just who can hang on the longest. So mm-hmm. it's fun. It's also the end, you know, which can be fun, you know, if you're the winner. If you don't win, I guess you want a couple more races so you can try to score some more points. But I just like ending with the mile relay. It's a good time.
And of course, it being the last event, that means the whole team is in the infield cheering the 4x4 on.
We try to place
because,
people around.
Because earlier, because everybody's getting ready for their own events and stuff, and sometimes they might not, you know, they might not be paying attention to, like, the hurdles or something if they're getting ready for their race. But everybody's done with everything when the 4x400 comes up, or the 4x4 comes up. So you've got all the teams, all the athletes, and they're all going crazy in the infield. You got the crowd that's in the stands. It's an electrifying event.
It's pretty fun. It doesn't last very long. You know, when you think about running a mile, we're going to run it in about 3 minutes and 25 seconds, hopefully. And boy, you know, that's pretty fast. And you're right about all the teams and all the, you know, girls and guys on both sides, every school. We'll be cheering it on because it's probably going to be really close, and it could come down to who wins or gets second or third. You know, 1 year at regional, we had to pass a team in the last 40 yards to get fourth, but it won us the regional meet because we passed that one team because we were behind by a point. So anyway, how it worked out was Justin Davis, you know, his junior year ran 48.3 and passed East Bernard, or not East Bernard, but Barbers Hill on the last 50 yards, and it gave us a regional championship. So the mile relay can mean a lot.
Now, having competed against some of the teams that you're going to be facing this coming week, who are some of the strong teams in the district this year?
Well, the strongest team to me will be Tomball and Huntsville. Mm-hmm. Tomball Memorial has a lot of talent. They just don't have the depth that the other schools have, so they don't have quite the numbers. But there are about 4 or 5 schools that are pretty good. It should be really close.
All right. And, of course, you know, the thing is, though, the pressure is on because of the success that we've had over the last 30 years or so with the program. You know, it's kind of neat going into the events knowing that you've got a bullseye on your back.
Well, we do. We do have a big bullseye on our back.
Even if it was just a team of all freshmen, it's still Brenham. You guys got a bullseye on your back because of all the championships that this team has won.
We're proud because since 1990, We've either been first or second at the district meet all except 1 year. Last year, we were fifth. We were down a little bit. So we do have a little bit of stress put on us, but we like that because, you know, stress is something, you know, some people don't like it and some people just thrive on it. I love it because that's what kind of makes, as a coach, that's what makes you go, because you want it to be that way. You want it to be intense, and when it's over, it's over. So we say we get high on stress. We love it.
All right. And, Coach, again, we will have the schedule posted on our website, so the folks can go there and see what time their certain events are. But we urge everybody to come on out when you can Wednesday, and especially Thursday night for the running finals at the district track meet right here at Cub Stadium.
Right here at Cub Stadium. Can't wait.
All right, Coach. As always, a pleasure. Appreciate it. Looking forward to Wednesday and Thursday.
All right. Thanks, Ed. Thanks for what you do.
All right. And we'll be back with more of the Brenham Sports Line. We'll talk Cubbett. Track and field coming up in the second half of the program here on KWHI.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
Astros baseball is on KWHI. Tune in to hear the Houston Astros baseball games on KWHI 1280 in Brenham, brought to you thanks to our Astros sponsors, Tegeler Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, DDM Pipe and Steel, Cruzy Village, Caldwell's Chemdry, J5 Track. Keep your radio dial tuned right here on KWHI 1280.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Chuck Sievertson. Resigning immediately in a sex and campaign finance scandal, Alabama Governor Robert Bentley, 74, pleading guilty to using campaign funds for personal use, allegedly to help cover up an extramarital affair. And he had just spoken.
I can no longer allow my family, my dear friends, my dedicated staff and cabinet to be subjected to the consequences that my past actions have brought upon them.
Glenn Browder, former Alabama Democratic member of Congress, now teaching political science at Jacksonville State University.
Before he got into politics, I think he had a reputation just as a local doctor who was active in his church. And I understand that he was a deacon in his church, which since then has removed him from that position.
Bentley's given a suspended sentence, ordered to pay reimbursement, probation, community service, and Bentley just resigned, effective immediately. A judge again finds that Texas's strict voter ID law was intentionally crafted to discriminate against minorities, striking it down. Lieutenant Mike Madden, San Bernardino, California Police.
Tragedy has again befallen our city.
Police say today's shooting at an elementary school in San Bernardino appears to be a murder-suicide. Two adults who were married and recently estranged, including a teacher. Dead? They are dead. Two students were in critical condition. One of them has now died. The Secretary of State yesterday saying the U.S. is not insisting that Syrian President Assad be gone, but the U.N. ambassador and now White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer saying the opposite.
If you gas a baby, if you put a barrel bomb in to innocent people, I think you can you will see a response from this president.
Unguided bombs or barrel bombs from the air have been dropped by Syrian forces by the hundreds, sometimes several hundred a month, according to human rights groups. This is ABC News.
Brought to you by Attorney Tax.
If you're in trouble with the IRS and owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, listen to this important public announcement. The IRS is now offering a special program called the Fresh Start Initiative, which can offer significantly reduced settlements that can reduce your liability by thousands of dollars. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and substantially reduce or eliminate your tax burden. If you're approved and qualified, the IRS will stop the collections against you. Don't feel overwhelmed. Please call call the consumer hotline to see if you qualify. 800-535-3787. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. If you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you may qualify for substantial relief and even forgiveness. See if you qualify and get the help you need by calling the consumer hotline. 800-535-3787. That's 800-535-3787. 800-535-3787.
An investigation's launched after a video shows an officer throwing a woman face-first to the sidewalk after a scuffle in Fort Collins, Colorado. Police earlier told the Colorado newspaper that officers were responding to a fight between two men near a bar when Colorado State University student Michelle Surratt struck the officer after police detained her boyfriend. Since this opening bell... On the New York Stock Exchange, the major indexes racked up only tiny gains at the close. Crude oil prices rising helped energy company stocks. The jury in the double murder drive-by shooting trial of ex-NFL star Aaron Hernandez has finished a second day of deliberations without reaching a verdict. His lawyers say Hernandez's former friend was the trigger man. Today, a lawyer for Hernandez told Judge Jeffrey Locke that his selection of a white woman as the forewoman on the predominantly minority jury has troubling racial overtones. Locke said he found that claim astounding. Hernandez is already serving a life sentence in a 2013 killing. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm Noel Buffum, and this is your KWHI local news update. Negotiations continue between Washington County officials and Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway concerning the payment for road damages. Washington County Judge John Breeden says the county is asking the railroad company to pay for damages to county roads caused by machinery used to repair a railroad bridge after the May 2016 flooding. The county decided to contract out the services, which would cost approximately $3 million. However, the railroad company said they would only pay for $250,000. A man wanted on a felony cattle theft charge in South Dakota was arrested in Round Top on Thursday. 37-year-old Nicholas Tooker was arrested after an investigation by the Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association. Special Ranger Mike Barr says they often see cases where cattle thieves operate in multiple states or across state lines in a misguided attempt to hide their crimes. The Brenham Planning and Zoning Commission is set to discuss the replat of property that Blinn College would like to use for student housing. The commission will meet today to consider the approval of a replat of 12.7 acres at Old Mill Creek Road and Seeger Street. In the replat, 7 acres would be used for student housing, with the remaining 5 acres being designated as a reserve. The housing project would have rooms for approximately 465 students. And a LaGrange man has been arrested for assault and resisting arrest after an incident Sunday morning. The Fayette County Sheriff's Office says deputies were dispatched to the home off of Creamer Creek Road for the report of a man assaulting his wife. Deputies say 34-year-old Eric Ferguson was intoxicated. Ferguson allegedly resisted arrest and fought with deputies for several minutes before being arrested. A look now at our friendly country weather forecast. Thunderstorms today with a high of 80 degrees. Then tonight, more thunderstorms with a low of 66. This has been your local news update on KWHI, where the news comes first.
This is a Budweiser beer. Smooth, crisp, beechwood-aged beer. Brewed the hard way. No shortcuts. So when we wake up itching to prove the world wrong, this is the beer we'll drink. When we aren't afraid to fail, when we outwork and outheart everyone, this is the beer we'll drink. We've got things to do. Great, big, amazing, life-changing things to do. Ambition in one hand, Budweiser in the other. So when that prototype finally works, when we stop calling our startup a startup because it's not a startup anymore, when we win championships we're not supposed to win, when we say we're going to change the world and we actually change the world, this is the beer we'll drink. Budweiser. This is the beer we drank for the last 140 years, so it's going to be the beer we'll drink for 140 more. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
What can inspire me?
Drive me.
What can make me the person I have the potential to become?
A thinker.
A leader.
A doer.
What can challenge me to grow?
And awaken something deep inside me.
What can ignite me?
art can.
Make sure your child has access to an arts education and learn how the arts can help them perform in school and in life. Visit artcantexas.org today. Sponsored by the Texas Cultural Trust and the Houston Endowment.
Are you looking for a job or do you need help preparing a resume? This is Glenn Brewer, president of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Please join the chamber and our title sponsor, Reynolds & Reynolds, for our annual spring job fair on Thursday, April 27th from 12 to 4 at the Hilton in College Station. There is no charge to attend, so get your resumes ready and come on by the chamber spring job fair, April 27th at the Hilton College Station. Visit bcschamber.org or call 260-5200 for booth information.
Back in the Brim Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude, brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Care Cleaners, South Mark Street, Brenham, Cecil, and all the folks making sure you look great in everything they do. And it is time for part two of the Sports Line. And first of all, I want to thank Coach Jerry Newman for being here first half of the program as the Brenham Cubs get ready for the district track and field meet. Again, that's Wednesday and Thursday at Cubs Stadium here in Brenham. And now joining us is the longtime head coach of the Cubette track and field program, Coach Donna Williams, as they get ready for the district meeting. Coach, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Doc. I'm glad to be here.
Well, great to have you here. And, of course, getting ready for the district meet. And I tell you what, it's been a great year so far for the program. Things really going well. The team's putting up some great times and some great throws and distances. And looks like things are working real well right now for your team.
Yes, it's been exciting. And I think the just the group of young ladies we have, and I think the coaches saw from the beginning, and they were saying, you know, this is going to be a kind of a unique group and one of the better groups that we've had in the past few years. And I just think that what they're doing is that each week they seem to be improving. You know, if they tend to fall off on something, they pick it up somewhere else. And I think that's across the board in all things that they do. So it's been exciting. So it makes each meet more interesting and something to look forward to.
And talk about the way the team has progressed so far as you know, building up to this, because as Coach Newman and I were talking about, it's unique in that really all of the meets are kind of dress rehearsals and practices for this is the big time now. This is what it's all about, the district meet.
Right. We started out, our first meet is usually one of our most difficult meets that we have, and that we go down to Katy Seven Lakes, which is all the 6A schools. And so the girls go down there and kind of get their feet wet for the year. And then after that, you know, we go to a couple meets that are more with the 5A, 4A schools, and they compete. And so that's what has happened. We've gone to the meets. We started there, and then we went over to Tombaugh Memorial, and they did an excellent job there at Tombaugh Memorial. Some of their fastest times for some of the individuals was there. But yet they continued to work, and they as they went on, things started to get better. They started to tweak some things, and we've had to move some people around because we're trying to see what's best for the team. And we did have an opportunity to take several of these young ladies to Texas Relays to compete. And we know that that's a hotbed. And so, you know, it's kind of scary because a lot of the girls have never been there. Last year, we were not able to compete as a team because on the same day as Texas Relays, we had the Blue Bonnet Relays. So we were here, and so a lot of them didn't have that experience. And, you know, they had to know that, you know, we may not at this point be ready to take the goal, but we are progressing towards that. And we're working. We're looking at what someone else is doing. And I think that's what they have seen. And so last week they had a good meet. It was the Blue Bonnet Relays, and we were excited about being home. And that may have been it. Some people say, is that what did it for them? I say, I'm sure they were glad to have an opportunity to run in front of the crowd. And they did an excellent job there. So we're looking at moving on and progressing from there to this district meet so that we can advance to, you know, the area as well as regional and state.
And talk about what about the personality of this year's team? I know each year the team takes on a little bit of a different personality. What do you think? What words would best kind of sum up this group this year?
Oh, I think they are kind of, you know, I don't want to use the word words on and off. It's just some days you have to catch them. You know, they are young ladies, so you there are some days you can say, man, they are just the best. And then some days you're saying, okay, is it time for us to go to the house and come back tomorrow? But that's just the way it is. And so some days they want to work and some days they don't. And so, you know, we have to push them. And they need that. They don't like it all the time, but I think that's what it's about for them, because they are seeing and wanting and having a desire to go beyond high school, many of them, to run. And so they need to know right now that sometimes you're going to have to be hard on them. You're going to yell at them. You're going to have to do some things that you don't like doing. And I know that they realize that. Some of them, I think when I was out for a little while, one of them tried to text me and tell me what was going on at a meet, you know, because I always knew what was going on. I already knew. And I didn't reply. So she automatically knew. She went back to school the next day and told the other coaches, said she didn't reply to us. So guess what? We better step it up, because some things are going to change when she gets back. And so they know. I think it's a thing about them. We have some, and some of the young ladies you have here right now, they're self-motivated. Some of them are self-motivated, and they're pushing the rest of them. These are our leaders that we have here. And so when somebody doesn't want to do it, they are there. So you have some young ones, and you have some more experienced ones. So that's what's happening with our team this year.
And talk about some of the strengths of this year's team. What are some of the strengths, and where has a lot of the success been this year so far?
You know, we can start out as the meet starts. Mm-hmm. Our strength has been in our distance races. You know, we have a couple of young ladies that, you know, they put in some hours and mileage throughout the week, and you can see it, because they get out there, they start, they set the pace. For us, they go out and they run hard. They're going to finish, you know, they're going to score almost every meet they score. And so they do that. And so then we go on. We have some strengths in our sprints this year that haven't been there. We have, you know, have a move in that has some is an excellent athlete. And then we have our those that were there before. And so that's one of the great things that we have. And one of the coaches said the other day, she said, you know, that's a good problem to have, because we're trying to figure out who's going to run the relays at the district meet and who's going to do some open things. So those are strengths we have. But then we also look, we had some people that have been with us before that haven't had the opportunity to step in and be a part of those things. They have been shining. We had a meet week before last, and it was just like, wow, these people can still run. They have something they want to offer, and so they're doing that. So that was there. And then we have our hurdlers who have been competing. They did well. You know, they went on to regionals last year, and so they know what it's all about. And so they came back and started from where they left off, and so they're still pushing themselves to do that. And we've been strong there. And at the Blue Bonnet Relays, something we haven't had, and one of the relays that I love, and I love all of them, but one of the things you look forward to is at the end of the meet, you want to see a good mile relay, a 4x400. And in the last week, that was the highlight, because we saw something there. We moved some people around and actually had our best time there. So our strengths have been that we may not have a whole lot of people that you see out there, but each of those individuals is going to give her best and go beyond that. And so that's what's helping the team to be successful, because everybody steps up. We have some people, even our distance runners, they say, Coach, you need me to do that? We say, that's okay. But they're willing to do it if we need them to. Somebody say, okay, I can do this. But that's what makes us, the strength of it is that everybody wants to work together, and we're about being a family.
All right. And you got some members of that family with you here tonight. Let's talk with some of the athletes. We'll have the runners and the athletes step up and just introduce themselves real quick. And a reminder that we are on our Facebook page as well, KWHI's Facebook page, if you want to watch the show. And you'll be able to do that. It'll be on there for good. So you can go ahead back and watch it over the next couple of weeks. But if you want to watch it live, you can go to our Facebook page right now. So, all right, let's have some of the athletes step up. Who wants to go first? All right. What a surprise. Who's going to go first here?
Hi, I'm Lois Kate Colcourse. How are you doing, Sports Talk?
Good, Lois Kate. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right. Awesome. And talk about what events are you entered in now for the district meet.
I am doing the triple jump, the 100-meter hurdles, and the 300-meter hurdles.
All right. And I know we've seen you in the past in the hurdles. Did not know you triple jumped.
I did not know I triple jumped either, Sports Doc, but you know, that's a new thing. All about that teamwork, trying to fill up the spots, earn points for my team. So I said, all right, I'll triple jump.
And how have things gone so far? How do you feel about the way the season's progressed?
Honestly, I have had a blast this season. My senior season could not have asked for anything more. I have progressively gotten better. Last week, I actually PR'd at the Blue Bonnet Relays, so that was a highlight. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm going to hit my peak at district for sure.
And what are the things that that as you go into the district meet that you feel have led up to this being hopefully a successful 2 days for you?
You know, working hard. Coach Puckett's out there with us every day. Coach Thaler, Coach Williams, Coach Phillips. I mean, they are pushing us hard every day. We are working together as a team. We're going through those hard workouts as a team, pushing each other. And it's honestly, it's fun. You hate it when you're doing it, but it's fun afterwards. You're like, we did that, and that was great.
And what were some of the things you felt contributed to you turning in a PR?
You know, I think it's running it in Brenham. I think it's just you're at your home crowd. Like, I had a little bit of a wind at my back, but we're not going to say that contributed too much of anything. But, you know, it was, I felt good that day. I felt like I was going to run a great time, and I did.
All right. Well, Lois Kate, thanks for being with us
tonight.
Thank
you, Sports Talk.
And good luck Wednesday and Thursday.
Thank you.
All right. And who's next? Step on up.
Okay. Hi, I'm McKenna Schrader.
All right, McKenna. And what events are you going to be in?
High jump, 100-meter hurdles, 300-meter hurdles, and the 4x4.
You're going to be busy.
Yes, I am.
Which events are your favorites?
300 hurdles.
You like the 300?
And the 4x4.
Mm-hmm. And competing in the hurdles with Lois Kate, do you guys kind of keep each other on edge, keep each other?
Definitely. She helps me out a lot. Like, mm-hmm. She's like my bestest, so.
All right. All right. And what are some of the highlights this year, you feel? What are some of your proudest moments this year so far?
Probably just for high jump, clearing 4.8. It may not be a lot, but hey, I'm just trying to, you know, take one step at a time. The 300-meter hurdles, probably just getting a 46. I'm trying to knock it down each time. I really want to get a 44, maybe go 43 perhaps. I don't know, but for the 4x4, just trying to get under 60 seconds. I really want us to get maybe a 4-minute total. I mean, it's pretty fast, but I mean, I think we can do it if we just put our mind to it. And considering districts in Brenham, just the atmosphere and the crowd, I think we can do it.
And having a question that I asked Coach Newman, what's it like going into a meet knowing that this team's kind of got a bullseye on their back? You know, when you go into the district, everybody wants to beat Brenham.
Yeah, it's exciting, but I mean, of course you're going to be nervous going through, but inside, I know that we can do this, and you really want to beat them, but they want to beat you too. So it's competition, and you just have to have the heart to do it and want to win.
All right. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you, Sports Talk.
All right. And next up is... There you go.
Catherine Whitner.
All right, Catherine. And welcome to the show. Thanks for being here tonight. And first of all, tell us what events are you in?
I've been running the sprint, just 100, 4x2, 200, whatever. Mm-hmm. You need to do that meet.
All right. Which is your favorite?
I like the 200 best.
All right. And how do you feel about the way things have gone so far this year?
Things for me have gone really well. Last year, I wasn't able to compete much because I had an injury. So it's nice to come back this year. And I've been getting like really fast times. I think I'm improving a lot since my freshman season when I really got to run a lot. So it's going really good.
All right. And as far as the team to be successful over these 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday, what's the team going to need to do and focus on over these 2 days?
We really need to like focus in practice and just make sure we're executing everything, all the workouts, like not taking anything off. Like if we really push and do everything 100%, we'll be good when district starts on Wednesday.
All right. And what's your favorite moment from the year so far? What's been the most fun about the year so far?
I think just coming back for me, like last year, I really didn't get to compete in these end meets because of the injury. And so it's fun coming back and like just getting to compete in all these meets and getting to see old competition and trying to beat them again. So
And how much fun is it going to be running at Cub Stadium in the district meet?
It's going to be nice. I'm hoping we can come back and win like we did 2 years ago in the district title again.
All right, Catherine, thanks for being with us tonight. All right, and next up is...
Destiny Morgan.
All right, Destiny, and what events are you in?
I'm in all the relays.
All right, and how do you feel about the way things are going so far?
I feel like this season has been the highlight season. We're all like juniors and sophomores, and we have a few seniors, and I feel like we all came together and was like, this is our year. Like, we're about to win. Like, we all have that same mindset, even though sometimes at practice we're like, ooh, I don't know about today. But we all know at the end of the day we really want it, and we're going to work hard for it.
All right, and as far as being on the relay teams, it really is a team event because, you know, as much as you're running 100 yards by yourself, you still got to get the handoff, and you've got to hand it off, and you've got to rely on your teammates. What's it like being part of a team atmosphere on what's kind of an individual sport?
The girls are like my sisters, and we talk about it. We all know, like, we know that we have to get the handoffs right. It doesn't matter how fast we are. If the handoff doesn't go good, it's all bad. We make sure we practice the handoffs really well with our coaches. Without our coaches, we have to know on our own that we're the ones running. We have to know it for ourselves to know how to have a great handoff.
And how do you feel about the times that you guys have been turning in? I noticed that they've been getting quicker and quicker as the season's been going on.
Yes. They're satisfying, but I think we all have this goal to run, like, for the 4x1, we all want to run a 48. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we want our times to drop. Like, we need them to drop even more till we're, like, extremely satisfied to go into state.
All right. Destiny, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
All right. And next up is...
Alexis Antkoviak.
Alexis, how you doing?
Good.
All right. And what events now are we going to see you in?
The 3200 and the 1600.
All right. And you like those distance races, huh?
Yes.
All right. And what's the key to running the distance races as far as knowing how to pace yourself, when to go out, when not to, and when to, you know, slow things down a little bit and when to pick it up?
I honestly think it's just your mindset. Like, when you're halfway through it, you're obviously going to be tired. You just have to push through it and know that you can do it.
And how do you feel about the way things have gone so far this year?
I'm really excited about this year. We started off at a better start than the years past, so our times have been dropping, and that's good.
And as far as getting things started, because your event's one of the very first events of the first event of the whole meet. how do you feel about, you know, setting the pace for the team?
I'm excited. I'm ready to get some points for our team and hopefully go on to the next level.
All right. And what's going to be the key to be successful this week?
It's all like about your mindset and working hard. I mean, we're out there every day, just pushing it till about 5 or 5:15. So I think it's just going to be all that.
All right, Alexis, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
All right, and next up is?
I'm Meredith Clayton.
All right, Meredith, and the events you're in?
I'm in the 3200 and the mile as well.
All right, and talk about like I asked Alexis, as far as being, knowing how to pace yourself in these events, because it's not like the 100 where you just run as fast as you can. If you try to run as fast as you can, you're not going to last very long, are you?
No, you gotta get out fast so you don't get boxed in, because it is a long race, but you don't want to get out too fast. And it's just keeping a steady pace throughout the thing. And at the end, Coach Hall usually wants us to start sprinting at 300, which is sometimes hard, but it actually does help in the end.
And how do you feel about the way the season's gone so far?
It's gone really well for me. I started out this season a lot faster than I was even at regionals last year. So I've PR'd significantly at almost every meet this year, and it's going really great.
And talk about you and Alexis both finishing near the top in a lot of these races that you guys have been in this year so far. Both of you have been near the top. pushing each other. How does that feel, that knowing that your own teammate is really pushing you to be better?
It's really great. In practice, we'll have fast workouts and stuff, and she's always there to push me, and I'm sure I push her too. And it's great knowing that we're on the same page and we want the same goals for ourselves. And we're both going to go out there and compete. And sometimes it's just us two up at the front, and we got to race each other. And we're both really competitive. So it's always a good show.
All right. And same question I asked Alexis. You guys are, you know, first event right out the box. What's it like to kind of maybe set the pace and get some points on the board for your team right off the bat?
It's really fun. The 3200 is my favorite race. Most people think I'm crazy, but I love it. It's fun to go out there and race it, and it's really cool to step away with some points for the team and set a good pace for the rest of the meet.
All right, and what do you think about in a 3200? Because you got a lot of time out there. Are you thinking strategy the whole time, or maybe thinking about some classes and maybe some homework that you got to work on?
Usually I don't think about those things unless I get like really tired or it's going really bad. But I think about like my pace and stuff. Like Coach Hall will tell me what my pace is at every 400, and if I'm going too slow, I think about trying to pick it up. Or if there's a girl in front of me, I'll try to pass her and stuff. And it's, you think a lot of strategy during the race.
All right. Well, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
All right, and Coach, as you listen to this this group of young ladies, what are some of the things that jumped out at you when you listened to your athletes talk?
I just see these young ladies as some mature students. I always tell them, student is first. They're mature students, but they're mature athletes. And as you've heard them say, there are certain things that they want. They've set goals for themselves as a team. They communicate, so they don't mind going to each other. And I heard one of them say, the coaches tell us to do something, but then we have to go out and do it, and we have to know what we want to do. So sometimes the coaches may not be out there. Somebody may have something else going on, but when they give you the workout, you have to go out and do it, because although you may say, well, they're not out here to look at me, everybody will be looking at you on Friday or Saturday or Wednesday or Thursday. And so I see these young ladies as doing that. And they've set those goals. They've said they're not satisfied. And I like that. They have attained some PRs this year, but that's not enough. They have some other things that they want. And so in order to do that, they're saying, I'm going to do something else. Some of them talked about, especially, I know that the distance runners get out on the weekend and run, but when I heard some of the sprinters talking about they wanted to get out on Sunday and go run and on Saturday, because you do extra in order to be successful. And as you see, all of them talked about working together as a family. They have sisters on the teams that push each other. And that's what's good about it, that the competition that we have, yes, we have competition on Wednesday against other teams, but we have competitions during the week against each other. Because when we're working, and we might lose our spot to somebody if we're not doing what we need to do, but that's a good thing. That's a good thing, because you can step up and put somebody else and help in another area. And I like that. And that's what we have around with all of these young ladies.
All right, and again, we do want to remind everybody that we will post the schedule on our website, kwhi.com, so that you can look and see when the events are going to be. But we do want to remind everybody that it starts bright and early.
Yes.
Wednesday morning.
Yes, Wednesday morning we will start with our 3200. We'll actually be at 9:30 on Wednesday morning, followed by our field events at 10, and then we'll have our second round of field events at 1:30, and then we'll have our prelims at 3. And then we'll come back on Thursday evening, a little cooler, at 5 o'clock, and start with that 4x100 relay and have our finals as we prepare to go on to area.
And as I told Coach Newman, I'm excited, because it's the first time in a few years it's been in Brenham, and I absolutely love track meets. I think it's one of the most fun events you can go to live. It's exciting. It's great. And I just love to be around the athletes, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that, especially Thursday night with the running finals. But also, I want to change subjects for just a quick second. About 2 weeks ago, young lady that you coached in track and field and in basketball, Tierra McCowan, took the national stage when Mississippi State defeated Connecticut. How much pride and how excited were you when Tierra and Mississippi State ended Connecticut's streak of 111 straight wins?
I was so excited, and I was excited throughout the playoffs. And, you know, people would send me texts and say, you know, you should be proud of yourself. You should take pride in what you did for this young lady and getting her where she is. But that Friday night, as we're driving back from Texas Relays late, We have people on. We can't get it on the radio. We're trying to find it. We're in, you know, we don't have it. We're calling people. We're trying to FaceTime some people so we can see it. I've called one young lady that used to be our manager, and she's on there. She's talking. And when they won, we're screaming in the car. We are so excited for her. We're excited for Brenham because she was representing Brenham. And, you know, and I told her that a couple weeks ago when she did an interview when she scored, I think it was 26 or 27 points that night and had about 13 rebounds. Just an awesome night and lots of blocks. And then they interviewed her at the end. And I said, you represented Brenham well. You spoke well. You know, and that's something you want to see. And as a town, we could be proud. And so, I was proud. You know, I can't take all the credit because we do know that, you know, that was a gift that she had from God to be able to do that. But we're so glad that God was able to use us to feed into her, to get her to that point, just like we try to do with all of them, is that they have that. And we want to, you know, just help them to use that gift to get a college degree or whatever it is. And so when they broke that streak, I'm going to tell you, that was the championship of the tournament, right there for me, was to hear that. You know, I hated I couldn't see it, but to hear that they had done that, and after I saw some of the replays, mm-hmm. and I saw Gino's face on the side, especially when William shot that last shot, and all he could do was smile because, you know, he's probably thinking inside, oh, my gosh, I cannot believe this happened. But yet when that did, I could just see it on his face because he had done well. And you know, last year he beat them by 60 points.
Right.
60 points last year, this same team. And this team came back and broke your winning streak. You know, he had, 158-1 coming into that game?
Right.
And that was stopped, you know. And everybody's like, wow, it was 111 in a row, I think it was, or something like that. And so it was like, wow, I was excited. Yes, there was a lot of pride for us as a coaching staff. And I was texting the coaches that she had and the coaches that have been here before. And, you know, they're excited. And, you know, just to see that. And as I text her each time, you know, she would, you know, come back and say, you know, thanks, coach, you know. And then her mom would say, thanks for feeding into her and what you did for her. She said, you know, and encouraging her to be her best. And so we get excited about that.
And she's just a sophomore. She's got two more chances to win a national championship.
Yes, and this has been a great year for her. So much maturity there. And the coaches that have tried to recruit her prior to her committing to Mississippi State have said that they have seen her buy into that program and become a person who's willing to be coached and in getting better. And I used to hear Vic always say, he said, you know, they would talk about her and how well she's doing. He said, well, whoever her coach is needs to get her on the floor more. Her coach needs to get her in there and feed her the ball and get it to her. And we saw by the time they got to the tournament, she had been coming off the bench. She became a starter, you know, mm-hmm. and that was great. And that was exciting to see that all the time. Everybody goes, is she going to play? I said, well, yeah, she's playing. She's starting. She's not just playing. And she's out there playing the game. And so, you know, we're excited.
All right. All right. And now, of course, the attention is on the track and field team Wednesday and Thursday. We want everybody to come on out and – I mean, we you know, it's right here in the backyard, so we need a big crowd. There's nothing else going on Wednesday and Thursday, so no excuses. We need a big crowd to get loud and get rowdy and really support this, the Cubs and the Cubettes this Wednesday and Thursday.
Yes, we would be so excited to have as many of the hometown fans to be there and to see what these young ladies and young men can do and what they've been working on, because we know that they want to represent Brenham. They want to do some things well. And so, as you said, knowing that there's not a lot of extra other sports or anything that people have to say, I can't go because I have to do this. If you could be there and just yell for them as they go through, because it's a hard thing. As we know, running is not something that everybody just goes out and does, because when somebody tells you in another sport, you're going to have to run for that. You know, they don't always like it. But these young people have decided that I'm going to run. I'm going to jump, you know, and we're excited about that, too. So, you know, all of the events that we have could be exciting. So just come out, you know, if you can't come out during the evening, come out during the day before you go to work and just, you know, support these young people and encourage them to be their best.
All right. Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate it and look forward to Wednesday and Thursday. And I'd like to see another district championship for the Brenham Cubette track and field program.
Yes, and not just the Brenham Cubettes. We'd like to see the Cubs take one, too. Thank you.
All right, Coach, thanks for being with us. And thank you to the Cubettes for being here tonight.
Thank you, Sports Doc.
All right. And we'll be back to wrap it up right after these messages.
When you're close. clothes have to look good. Trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
Let's say you suddenly need to see a doctor. Maybe you're feeling under the weather, or you have a bug that you can't seem to shake. Or worse, maybe your child has come down with something. Point is, you know you need to see a doctor. But how do you go about choosing the primary care doctor that's right for you? You'll want a clinic that's nearby, and it'll have to accept your insurance plan. Well, look no farther than Baylor Scott & White Health Primary Care Clinics. With numerous locations throughout the area, you'll find them everywhere you are. You'll also find something that other clinics don't have, the Baylor Scott & White Health name. That means each clinic is part of a large network of physicians, specialists, and advanced technology. We even make it possible for you to manage your care with our online patient portal. Baylor Scott & White Health Primary Care Clinics have multiple locations, many with extended hours to fit your needs. And we accept most insurance plans. So when you need medical care, choose Baylor Scott & White Health. Visit bswdocs.com to find the location nearest you.
Hi, this is Sam Klepper, 2017 Junior Mayfest King, and I want to invite you to the Mayfest Parade held Saturday, May 6th, starting at 10:30 a.m. You won't want to miss the great bands, exciting costumes, and amazing floats parading the streets of downtown Brenham. Be sure to join us at Fireman's Park afterwards for a festival featuring fun for the whole family, including German folk dancers and a homebrew contest. Mayfest Parade held Saturday, May 6th, starting at 10:30 a.m.
You've been listening to the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude, brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and by Classic Air Cleaners, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. Want to thank Coach Donna Williams and members of the Brenham Cubette Track and Field Program and Coach Jerry Newman of the Brenham Cub Track and Field Team for joining us tonight, talking about the district meet coming up this week at Brenham High School at Cubs Stadium. And again, the 3200 bright and early Wednesday morning field events throughout the day Wednesday, and then Thursday night, the running finals beginning at 5 o'clock. We urge everybody to go on out and support the Cubs and the Cubettes. We'll see you again next week on the Brenham Sports Line. Same bat time, same bat channel.